Hello and welcome to Conversations with Danny Golden. Today I'm very excited. We have the wonderful Dr. Lily Park Springer.
Hi.
A California licensed psychologist who specializes in the treatment of eating disorders in teens and young adults. As a former D1 athlete, Dr. Springer works extensively with young athletes both pre and post retirement. So let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Okay. So part one, we're going to talk about identity development. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
And just before we get started, everything that we talk about today shouldn't be considered a replacement for therapy. This is not therapy. This is just, you know, conversation about things that I've learned through my time working in the field and just my own experiences. So if anyone is needing therapeutic services, this is certainly not a replacement, but an opportunity to explore and learn more.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's dive in to identity and define what identity is, because I think that's so important, because that's what we're really talking about, is mm-hmm. how athletes define themselves through their sport, mm-hmm. and that becomes their identity. And as we're both swimmers,
yeah.
so this hits home for us, and mm-hmm. we know how other athletes, where this is, you know, central to their lives, mm-hmm. how they define themselves. So let's talk about defining someone's identity.
Yeah, so I mean, just like you said, it's how someone defines themselves. It's their own self-concept. So the way that they experience themselves in the context of the world or others around them. And it's made up of various different pieces of the puzzle. You know, there's some things that are stable and there's some things that can change over time, or even things that are stable we don't necessarily have like a deep connection to mm-hmm. until we do some exploring and discovering, oh, like this is what this part of me means to me. So even if something is stable over time, it might not be quite as salient until you know, give it that time and that focus. So identity is constantly changing over
right.
time, which is really exciting and also kind of scary.
I was just gonna say scary.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about identity development and what that is, because mm-hmm. we want to lay the foundation before we get into like picking it apart and playing around with it.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, we develop at, you know, there are critical periods of development, but our development is ever changing throughout our lives. You know, as kids, we are just figuring out like what contributes to our self-esteem. Like, how do we fit in this context? How do we, you know, discover how to make sense of the world around us? But it's not until we are adolescents, so like that phase of 13 through 19, that we're really undergoing that intense identity development, where you're trying on different social hats and engaging with different people, engaging with different activities. And there can be a lot of crisis during that time and just conflict.
Definitely.
Because you're just figuring out who you are. So
right.
I work with teens specifically, and all of them are saying, well, I don't get it. I don't know who I am. I'm like, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You know,
really
if we acknowledge like, I don't know who I am, that's where you're supposed to be. So
yeah.
we don't necessarily have like the critical thinking skills when we're really young to truly have a sense of our identity. We know what we like and what we don't like, but that identity starts to really form when we're adolescents. And that peak identity formation might start to, you know, slow a little bit. We solidify it in our young adulthood, but that identity changes throughout our whole lives. I mean, let's say, you know, someone becomes a parent at the age of 30. Someone could also become a parent at the age of like 45 these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, that like parent identity can pop up at different times for different people, which is a huge identity shift.
Yes. And then from the athletic lens, I was just thinking about my own experience with swimming, and my identity is that I first walked in baby pool, and mm-hmm. I was a swimmer, the only swimmer really in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so my parents weren't pushing me to do it. It was all coming from me,
mm-hmm.
but it gets reinforced, which we'll get into later, by society, mm-hmm. and then how that evolves, you know, just from being, you know, a child going to camp,
mm-hmm.
you know, in elementary school. And then the kind of camps that you go to in junior mm-hmm. high versus high school, and like how
totally.
Those passions shift as you age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was my experience too. You know, I started off just having a pool in my backyard and playing mermaids all the time with my friends. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of fun. My parents are like, she needs a sport. Like, let's put her somewhere. And
uh-huh.
it slowly gets reinforced over time. Totally.
Yeah. Okay. What are the critical periods in childhood and adolescence for identity? Well, actually, we already talked about that. You talked about how it kind of forms in young adolescence, so like age 7. Or did I make that up?
So adolescence 13 through 19.
Okay.
And it really depends on the person, you know,
okay.
those are the mile markers that we typically look at with theories of development. And at the same time, like someone might develop a little bit earlier or mm-hmm. a little bit later. It's just, you know, that's around the time frame where we
okay.
start to see those shifts in cognition and how we engage with the world.
So basically like junior high to freshman year of high school.
Yeah, junior high is when we start to see like social cliques start to form. Like it's not just we're all best friends and we're all playing
right.
on the playground. It's, you know, these unique social dynamics that start to form, and we're figuring out, okay, like where is this place that I fit in the world? And just engaging with our peers and engaging with activities, the world around us can help us get a sense of where that actually is. Because from an evolutionary perspective, we're all just trying to fit in and not be left out in the cold.
Right.
You know, if we don't fit in a certain group, then we're going to be left behind. We're not going to survive if
right.
we're thinking about it from that, you know, basic human perspective.
Right. I was just thinking too, I don't know if schools still have this, but when you pick your teams and like everyone was always afraid of being the last one picked.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So, you know, you have your identity reinforced through that.
Mm-hmm.
Just in, and also in junior high specifically, you have different people developing hormonally
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Absolutely.
And how that separates people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's certain things that can like make that identity, you know, it kind of like pushes our hand with our identity. Like, oh, this is who I am now because this has happened to me. So identity can be shifted internally. It can be, you know, based on things that happen to us too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if we think about it from, there's a model of identity that I talked about and learned about a lot during my doctoral program. It's a Hayes addressing model, and
okay.
addressing is an acronym. And this is not a comprehensive list, but it's, you know, age and generation, disability. So
mm-hmm.
one that you have since birth,
mm-hmm.
and then also acquired disability. So that's the second D.
Mm-hmm.
Religion and spirituality, ethnicity and race, socioeconomic status, sexual orientation, how do I spell? Indigenous heritage, national origin, and gender identity.
Oh.
So all of those things can make up different aspects of who we are as people, but
or be reinforced for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we walk out, like I genuinely believe that when we're born and we enter into the world, we don't have any preconceived notions about who we are,
mm-hmm,
the
yeah.
color of our skin, whether we're, you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't know, right?
Yeah.
And you're just fumbling through life, and then it's reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're white. Oh, you're blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a swimmer. Oh, you're this.
Yeah, you figure out what that means over time.
Like, right, you,
might you
don't
have
even
these...
know.
Yeah.
It's just these labels that
exactly.
get thrown.
Exactly. You might have these things that you already are, but it doesn't have any meaning until we assign it meaning, until the world
right.
assigns it meaning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Whereas our identity, when we come out of the womb, could just be pure.
Yeah, we're a blank slate, a tabula rasa, as they say.
Right, right.